The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive underway here on Fox Sports Knoxville. The White Mamba, Jake Lester, in your Truly Hard Seltzer studios with the top four at four. Take it away, Jake.
We got some tragic news today. Number one, Steelers star quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will have surgery on his right elbow and miss the remainder of the season, Coach Mike Tomlin announced today. Roethlisberger was hurt late in the second quarter of Sunday's 28-26 loss to the Seahawks.
Did you guys see the picture that they – I guess it was ESPN or one of the major sports networks – the picture of Tomlin they used, his headshot next to his quote about Big Ben?
No, I did not.
He looks like, you know, he's got the surprise of his life and somebody's getting ready to, you know, bury an axe in his head.
What now, Jake, you said tragic news.
Well, the next one is more tragic than Big Ben going down.
Which one's that?
I'll take Trey's place here and play a Saints homer. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is expected to undergo thumb surgery as early as today that could sideline him about 6 weeks. Brees hit his hand on Aaron Donald's hand while trying to throw a ball.
Hold on, Jake. If you're going to be a news guy, you got to learn how not to mislead the public like that. Nobody died here.
Lost a year of his career, Russ.
It's
he might retire
tragic.
Over this. It's tragic. It's Big Ben.
It's not tragic.
Maybe
okay?
You need to be quiet and let the boy shine. See, this is what you do, man. We get these young interns in here, and they're super highly talented, and then you act like you're their buddy, and you encourage them and do all your patting on the back stuff that you crap that you do, and then as soon as their star starts to shine, Russ, you crap all over him. I watched it with Rick Butler. I watched it with Brandon Orr. I watched it with Chance Collins. I'm not letting you do it to Jake Lester.
Yeah. Imagine this, Russell.
That's a shame. If I treat you the same way I treated those guys, you might be hosting your own show every day on this network.
Imagine this, Russell. The Drive with Russell Smith. Boom, you're out for a year. You got to sit right there and look through this window and watch me and Bear do the show with your name on it.
I mean, it'd be destroyed within 6 weeks.
First of all, tragic. That's true. Second of all, it's not tragic. I'm still alive. Tragedy is like a plane drops out of the sky and kills 200 people on board. Tragedy is like a nuclear power plant melts down and renders a big section of the earth uninhabitable for 1,000 years. This is just like you have a guy's hurt, man. He's going to come back. He's got millions of dollars in the bank account. These guys are fine. They're fine. Tragedy. You need. I'm just saying, a little constructive criticism, Jake. Not a tragedy.
Number two.
Not a tragedy.
That was number two.
Oh, Drew Brees was number two?
Yes.
I just wanted to add there, I noticed it because I follow Leonard Little on Twitter, and he popped up with a really interesting tweet. He said, if this is the same injury that I had, it's going to be a lot longer than 6 weeks. They call it a game.
I heard the same thing, too.
Or cup holder.
Maybe more like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
His age, I mean, he might shut it down for the year. Saints should be fine with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback.
Second best Louisville quarterback in the league right now.
Boy, that is true. They've been putting some guys out, aren't they?
Yeah, Lamar's looking good.
Number three, Virginia men's basketball coach Tony Bennett turned down a $1 million raise today from UVA while extending his contract by another year. Bennett requested the raise go to other UVA athletics and to invest more in their players.
I mean, imagine making $4 million a year, living in Charlottesville, Virginia. You've just won a national championship. Never again will your negotiation position be stronger than it is now. And yet, Tony Bennett just turning down a $1 million raise. Who does that?
Well, he said invest in his players. What
does
that mean?
Well, he wanted the money to go to his coaches. He wanted his assistants to get raises, and he wanted facility improvements. So I think that's what I don't think he means give the money straight to the players. He means make the.
I think he meant give that money straight to the players. Jake,
they
kind
of came out of the grave. They were in a pretty shadowy place for a while, and then boom.
Shadowy place.
Yeah, but they're not doing it with...
And what are they, in the upside down there, Stranger Things?
Let's just say they weren't a premier national
Rick
championship.
Rick Barnes did that, right? I mean, like, the first program. Time, after the first, after the SEC championship season, I think he might have gotten a small raise, or he might have declined it altogether and said, I want my assistants paid. And Lanier and Des Oliver and Mike Schwartz all got big raises.
Yeah, but then he got in trouble because he
no,
didn't
that
think
was before.
That was before he peeled it off his own role.
Yeah, so that's what he did to make that up. You know, is he declined a raise or a big raise or something after the first SEC championship after his third year and got his assistant coaches raises. Now, of course, after this season, he held a gun to Tennessee's head and made out like a bandit.
Yeah, but in his defense, he's delivered every day since he signed that contract with, if we get Jaden Springer, we'll have the number one class in the nation.
That is a good point.
Tony Bennett's a good guy. He's similar. Number four, Monday Night Football returns tonight as the Browns take on the Jets at 8:15 in New York. The Browns open as 6.5-point favorites. Do you buy it?
Yeah, because Darnold's I don't know about the – I think the Browns will probably win. But, I mean, there's no telling, though, with the Browns. They're so dysfunctional.
I agree.
All right, there you have it. Top four at four with Jake Lester, brought to you by our friends at MyBookie. It's a good segue to get Christopher Smith in here. Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing today, Russell?
Hey, doing well. Christopher Smith, MyBookie, with us here this afternoon. Now, I saw the line you guys have over at MyBookie.ag, Browns -7 tonight at the Jets. I watched the Browns every snap of their first game as they were taking on my Titans, and the Titans got the better of them, and then Titans did not look as well yesterday. So it's kind of got me scratching my head over this Browns team. Obviously, we're all familiar with the hype coming into the season. Is this the night that Baker Mayfield and company put it together and get their first W?
Well, I think if they don't, then the fans, I know it's only two games in for Freddie Kitchens, but if they cannot beat basically what's essentially a Jets practice squad, then not only are there going to be a lot of fans around the country tearing up ill-advised Super Bowl props or Super Bowl futures they bet on before the season, but I think a lot of the Browns fans might start regretting hiring Freddie Kitchens.
Now, who's starting? I know Darnold has mononucleosis. I guess he was making out with chicks down on Broadway in Manhattan or something after their first game. But who's the quarterback for the Jets tonight?
That's a great question. I don't even know, to be honest. But I do know that Alabama's former Alabama player, C.J. Mosley at linebacker, and Quinnen Williams, their first-round draft pick at defensive tackle, are both out, and there's about six other players on the defense that are either out or questionable. So I will say that one of the things I really do like is Odell Beckham Jr. props to go over. We have like a player prop tool at MyBookie where you can basically pick any player you want and just say, I think they'll go over, and you can even fill in the yardage amount if you want, and then it'll spit back out kind of like what the odds are. But the Jets defense, you know, Sam Darnold is one thing, and their offense wasn't very good even with him. But the defense has just been decimated as well.
So you like the Browns to cover 7 points tonight in New York?
I'd say it's Browns or pass. Congratulations to those of you out there who took the Browns at -2.5 when this line opened before all these injury news came out. I think they're sitting with a very, very good chance to cash an easy ticket. At -7, it's close to a pass for me, but if you really want to bet on this game, it's certainly Browns or a pass. And I think the better thing is just to go find some player props and on for the Browns offense and bet over on all those numbers.
Mm. All right, well, we'll be keeping an eye on Monday Night Football tonight as the Jets host the Browns, both teams looking for their first win of the season. College news, I see where you've got over at MyBookie, our Vols opening up 14-point underdogs at Florida this week. And this is an interesting one when you talk about the quarterback position with, you know, the inconsistent play Tennessee has gotten out of Jarrett Guarantano, and then a Florida quarterback who will be making – I believe this is correct, his first start since middle school for Kyle Trask of the Gators. That's got to be a hard one to project.
Yeah, you're exactly right on the Kyle Trask front. I think that's pretty much the entire handicap, is whether Trask is a downgrade over Felipe Franks, and if so, how much. And I think it's difficult because I think Trask actually made Florida's offense better against Kentucky, but at the same time, that was sort of an unusually good matchup for Trask in that, one, Kentucky lost its entire starting secondary from last season. Two, Kentucky's most experienced defensive back is out for the year. And then three, another couple Kentucky defensive backs got out of the game for targeting against Florida. So Kyle Trask may actually be a little bit better of a thrower in terms of accuracy, at least, than Felipe Franks. Of course, Franks has a stronger arm and is more athletic. So I think if you think that Kyle Trask is an upgrade in the passing game, at least in terms of accuracy, I think this is a good line. If you think that Kyle Trask is going to be a significant downgrade when Tennessee has a full week to prepare, then maybe there's a little bit of value on the Vols, especially if this line starts going up, to 15 or higher, then maybe I would start to consider the Vols a little bit.
Now, Christopher, my producer, Bear, does not understand how betting lines work, but somehow he, and we've tried to explain this to him dozens of times, it's just not happening, but somehow, someway, Christopher, he hoodwinked Trey Wallace, who's not here to defend himself today, so we can go extra hard on him. Over the summer, Bear bet Trey $100.
Trey bet Bear.
Trey bet Bear $100 straight up that Tennessee would beat Florida in the Swamp this year. Now, should we let this play out right now, or should we allow Trey to give Bear 50, let Bear take him about out back, kick him in the crotch, and call it even?
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but personally, I think once you make a bet, that's the deal, and you got to uphold that. Now,
that's right.
If Trey wants to let that happen out back just because of how stupid that bet was, I mean, I think that would be fair. Plus, it would make for pretty good entertainment. But
it was dumbest bet ever, Chris, was it not?
Value out of the straight-up bet, which is, like, unheard of. I would take that every time.
I mean, wow. It's literally like the dumbest bet in the history of betting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up there.
Yeah, I mean,
we've won twice down there in 50 years.
One of those. I mean, have you guys seen what Georgia State's been up to in the last few weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Just makes it worse, man.
It's interesting. Yeah. Christopher, by the way, Trevor Siemian gets the start tonight for your New York Jets against the Browns.
That's right. Yeah, he's basically just an average NFL backup. I think he's like 13-13 when he started, but has gotten lucky to have that record.
Right. Where did he play college? Florida State?
Northwestern, right?
Yes. He's
Wildcat. On the team that Weehouse down there in the Citrus Bowl?
No, I think he was well, maybe. I don't know. I have to go back and look at that. Christopher, thanks, my man. MyBookie still got that great sign-up bonus. What else is going on over at MyBookie.ag?
Yeah, the 100% match on your deposit is around for a couple more weeks. And also, I think it's just a great time to start betting, given that we've seen almost the full 2 weeks of these NFL teams, but it's still early. And in college, we've seen 3 weeks. So I actually think it's the toughest time to bet against the house early in the season before you've seen these teams play. And it gets a little bit easier now that you're able to form opinions based on what you've actually seen. So if you haven't signed up already, I think now is a great time.
All right. Great stuff, Christopher. Always appreciate it, my man. We'll catch up later this week.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
Christopher Smith with MyBookie. Go check them out at MyBookie.ag. Get some action on the game tonight. I mean, when Trevor Siemian leads the New York Jets out of the tunnel at MetLife Stadium to take on the Cleveland Browns, you throw the records out the window. Either that or you just bet on the Browns. Yeah, man, it would have been nice to get 2.5 points from the Browns.
I mean, I'd like to see the Jets win just because I'd love for Cleveland to go like 0-16.
Yeah, they're not
likable. Every one of those guys has a very punchable face from the owner down to the water boy.
Including their coach, Freddie Livingroom, when he strolls out there looking like he ate Chris Winkie. And
I mean, we abused him when he was at Alabama, didn't we?
That's a sight to see right there.
Him and Bergdorf.
That's a sight to see. Donovan wants to know, how does a guy who hasn't started since middle school end up on a D1 college football team in the Southeastern Conference, he says, all caps.
I would imagine because I know he's out of Texas. I'd love to – I need to do some research and see which high school and who the starter was.
Have you done your research?
And then the other thing is he did start a game his freshman year of high school. It was JV.
Oh, yeah.
He started it.
And he broke his leg or something like his sophomore year. And
I mean, this guy's real injury prone as well. That and he looks like – I mean, did you ever see the movie
face.
Powder? Did you notice how pale this kid is?
Very punchable face.
Speaking of injury prone, did you see the videos of some Kentucky defensive players trying to work on his ankle at the bottom of piles?
Yeah, I did, right before I came in. Have you seen that, Russ?
No.
Cash Daniel, I believe it was.
Yeah, they're going to – Sankey and the boys down in Birmingham need to. In all honesty, I'm not exaggerating.
It's pretty dirty.
They need to suspend the guy.
It's nasty.
They need to get this guy's attention.
Well, did you see after the game the Florida players were mocking him? You know, Cash Daniel, when they won down there last year, he did his stone cold thing with a couple of bottles of water like they were beers and started taunting the Florida fans. The Florida players after that game went out to midfield on the UK logo and started mocking him doing his Stone Cold celebration. And there was almost it looked like it was going to turn into a hoot nanny there for a second.
I mean, I don't understand betting lines, but I put my money on, the boys from Gainesville.
Kyle Trask is from Manvel, Texas, Manvel High School.
All right, then.
I'll have to go back and see who came out of Manvel along with him. And that'll be the answer to the question.
Manvel, Texas might be the most high school football Texas name, city name, town name ever.
Including the guys that got injured. Do you realize that one quarter of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL are Texas guys?
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Eight.
That's one-fourth. We need to go down there and find a Texan to lead our team.
Hey, who was the last Texan we had? Dormady?
Dormady's from down there. Nick Stevens was from down there.
Yeah. We've had some Texas quarterbacks over the years.
Is there anybody else?
Troy Hale, who owns Buckethead Tavern.
I'm sure we're.
He's from DeSoto.
I'm sure there's probably been another.
That's another
one
great. In DeSoto.
The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Land of QBs. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Get right back to these phones. When we continue, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. More of your phone calls coming up.
Sports radio experience like no other. This is The Drive.
Couple of quick notes, then we'll get Westchester in here. 865-546-8200. Tennessee also had Texas quarterbacks Brandon Stewart.
Yes, sir.
And Will McBride. Whatever happened
That's
to that
right.
dude? Where did he go? We'll get our research assistant on that. And the reason Kyle Trask did not start in high school, he was a backup to De'Eriq King, who was a four-star quarterback who is now the starter at Houston. So he was – I think he had some injury issues, and he was beaten out by De'Eriq King.
I've got a buddy that's from Texas, and he talks nonstop about Texas. You know how Texas people are.
Yeah.
And just quarterback this and quarterback that.
And I mean, in fairness, like that, it is a different level of game down there. That's why you look at
– I mean, it's in Friday Night Lights. Some of those kids, like, flame out in college because it's not as big as it was when they were in high school.
Well, you look at some of the – you know, where do all the players in D1 come from? Where do all the players in the NFL come from? And it's Florida, it's Texas, it's California. And, Yeah, I mean, these are the biggest states in the union with higher populations, but they take their high school football seriously down there, and that's why so many of them rise up through the ranks. All right, let's get Westchester in here. He's been hanging forever. Good afternoon, Westchester. I know you're just – I mean, you're so confident in Tennessee anyway. I mean, you must just be brimming with confidence now that it's Florida week.
Go Gator.
Well, I mean, obviously we're going 10-2 the rest of the year now that we won a game, right?
So we're going 10-2 the rest of the year. You're saying we're playing in
I'm sorry, we're going 9-1 the rest – or anyway – sorry, we're going 10-0 the rest of the year.
We go 13-2 and winning a national championship is basically
there
what
you
you're saying.
We might as well. I mean, hey, let me ask you a serious question, though. Actually, before I get to that, Jake needs to get on the cell phone and call Haji. I'm sorry, not Haji, Nate, and get him to spend the company credit card, give that first caller a pair of tickets tonight, because you know as well as I do, Russ, that question was phrased so wrong that Brock was actually the right answer to one of the versions of that question. And if he got a second chance, I promise you he had that question right. That was one. That was not Jake's best effort at asking.
Why can't we play any sort of game around here where we give stuff away without controversy taking over?
You can't ask the same question three different ways.
We clarified it, Westchester. You're not going to come in here and crap all over our intern, man.
You didn't clarify because Brock was the right answer.
No, it wasn't.
You can't say current, and you can't say rainy.
The very last thing I said before we went to it was, so you're saying for the entire run of the company, Westchester.
And he still didn't get. He still didn't clarify that.
I said WWE/F.
We clarified it.
It's done. We've given the tickets away. They came and picked up the thing. If we screwed somebody over, I apologize. But it's Jake's fault. You like how I just threw you under the bus there? Young intern Jake. Lester, he's not even getting paid, and he just got completely thrown under the bus. I have every confidence in the world that that you handled that correctly, Jake.
Hey, if we played Chattanooga week one and Georgia State week three, and this is a serious question. This is not a Westchester question. This is a serious question. Would we be 3-0? And the only reason that you say that I see that you would say no to that is that you think the team legitimately somehow improved in practice and this coaching staff improved. And that, I mean, this Chattanooga team had to be terrible. I don't believe we've improved that much. So would we have had the confidence to win, you know, the next two if we'd played them week one? Because if we're 3-0 going to Florida, that's
yeah,
completely
I mean,
different
no,
scenario, right?
I see what you're saying. It is an interesting question. And
I think we might have still lost to BYU because I don't think if they come out and pummeled Chattanooga, they wouldn't know that they had some serious, serious.
Well, here's what's so frustrating about it is we should be 3-0. It doesn't matter what the order of the games are in. Like, we're better than all three teams we've played so
far.
We're
not better than BYU, I'm sorry.
I think we are. And I just think we have not played well. And I think the team is getting better. But it's frustrating to me that we weren't prepared to play at the beginning of the year. That's what this dude is making $4 million a year for. That's why we've invested so much in this coaching staff, is to get this team ready to play. And to treat this like the NFL and these first three games are preseason football games, I mean, it's inexcusable. This isn't the NFL. This is college football, and you got to win every game. You don't have preseason games. You got to figure out who your starters are, what your team is about, and do what you have to do to win games starting week one. You can't just wait until the SEC. I mean, even certain things that happened Saturday pissed me off. Like, you know, different O-line combinations, starting Kenneth George back there. All this stuff that, like, if you're going to tinker with it, you should have tinkered with it in preseason practice in your scrimmages. You should know who your starters are by now. And that's what a big part of the reason why I don't think fans are very confident heading down to Florida is, first of all, it's Florida, and they've just owned us. I mean, let's call it what it is. But secondly, they see a coaching staff that has not handled this thing well at all in the first month of the season, and the fan base, its confidence is majorly shook right now.
So, not to put words in your mouth, but the team that beat Chattanooga is still not necessarily good enough to guarantee a win against Florida. especially down there.
Oh, I mean, no,
we haven't really learned anything. Is that a fair? We don't have a whole lot of more reason to be more confident about where we are after beating the bricks off of the school that bad, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I do think that the team is more confident, should be more confident, but it's just it's frustrating, Westchester, to know that even if you were going to lose to Florida for the umpteenth time this weekend, that you don't have the, like, you could just say, okay, we all would have taken 3-1 headed into the first off week, right? We all would have taken 3-1 headed into the first off week. You got a chance to reset, and, hey, you know, Georgia is probably going to be a big favorite, but that Mississippi State team doesn't look overly impressive. They let K-State come in and slap them around on their home field Saturday. There are other wins to be had on this schedule. I mean, the folks who are picking this team to go 8-4 weren't that far off. I mean, that should be on the table. It's not now, but the team should be 3-0 right now, and that's why a lot of people are very pissed off about the situation, quite frankly.
Well, the only reason I'm going to disagree with you, Russ, and just hear me out, is 3-1 depends on the one, because 3-1 losing to BYU and beating Florida. If this team is 3-0, goes out to Florida and lays an egg, I think these fans are just as mad as they are right now with where we are. I mean, a 3-0 team losing at Florida, can you imagine those calls on Monday?
Yeah, it's simple because we fielded them for years and years.
Well, I know.
I mean, we wouldn't be nearly as upset as we are about the fact that we lost to Georgia freaking State, Westchester. Come on, man.
Well, I'm saying at this point, losing to Florida is a little bit easier pill to swallow because we have no legitimate reason to expect it. I mean, a couple of suspensions, noon game, we can spend it however we want to, but this game doesn't give us that confidence. But I'm going to get out of here and guck the Faders. Y'all have a good week. Talk to you later.
Yeah, this is almost really bad. All right. Portions of the show today brought to you by Lloyd's Electric Services. Easy for me to say, they are the region's most trusted service provider and a leader in mechanical and electrical service, industrial maintenance, infrastructure, and commercial building services. Commercial building maintenance doesn't have to be pieced out to different companies. All of your facility maintenance needs can be handled by one trusted Knoxville company with a service record that speaks for itself. The Lloyd's Electrical Services Facility Service Division believes that facility maintenance should include it all. So, to learn more, just go to LloydsElectricService.com. That's LloydsElectricService.com or call 865-692-6700. We're going to take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming right up. Stay with us. The Drive continues on Fan Run Radio.
Get some.
Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio. Russell and Bear live today in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Lester helping out on quality control. Taking your phone calls here at 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Coming up, we'll select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Some epic high school performances. And the winner of this week's High School Football Player of the Week award had, it's a stat line that is...
Stat sheet stuffer?
Yeah, it might be one of the more jaw-dropping stat lines that we've ever had in East Tennessee, maybe in East Tennessee high school football history. I mean, it was mind-boggling, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's get back to these phones. Haji is up next on The Drive. Hello, Haji.
Stay with me. It sucks to be a Tennessee ball. I said it sucks to be.
The confidence level just oozing out of the Tennessee fan base right now. Tennessee football fever. Catch it.
Somebody texted me last night or Saturday night and said, we're going to beat Florida and go 6-6 and go to a bowl game. And I said, yeah. Did you get your head hit without a helmet on or something? The more likely thing is Trask is going to be player of the week and receiving votes for the Heisman and likely an All-American after Saturday night. More than likely, then we're going to beat them. How's our history of playing backup quarterbacks?
I'll say this, Haji. I don't think they're beating us by 14. I think we'll cover the spread, but, I mean, that almost will make it more painful to me is that I think it's a game where we're going to go down there and play with them, and they're probably overlooking us as well they should. I think we'll make some plays and keep it close and have a chance, you know, to win.
30-20?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be in that ball game in the fourth quarter, but I just don't have –
What?
I just don't have any faith in this coaching staff, this quarterback, this football program, that they're actually going to be able to do what they have to do to win the game.
Do you have a bong in the bathroom that you just went and hit before you came out back on the air?
You think they're going to hammer us?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you want to crown them, you can go ahead and crown them.
I don't want to. I hate them with every fiber of my being.
Oh, hey, Gator Bear over here.
Not as much as Georgia, but I do hate them. Hate everything about them, from their jorts to their tank tops.
You're watching that Kentucky game the other night. You're just pulling through. You got Kentucky has a chance. You did the whole game. You're just sitting there thinking, yeah, Kentucky. You know, in the back of your mind, you know there's Kentucky's just going to Kentucky this thing up and find a way to lose.
All right, let me ask you guys this.
Florida more or Kentucky more for just being
Kentucky?
let me ask you guys this. It was disappointing to see them just fall on their face yet again, unable to seal the deal against Florida. But do you guys think that Kentucky was better with that quarterback instead of Terry Wilson?
Yes.
Haji, you think Kentucky's better off with their new quarterback, right?
I mean, he looked pretty good.
Until he hurt his hand.
Good enough to beat Florida.
So let me ask you guys this. And I know the transitive property is a dangerous thing to try to apply when discussing college football. But if we beat the hell out of that Kentucky team with a worse quarterback last year, and then Florida goes in there and mucks around with them. That Kentucky team should have beat them the other night. They take them to the limit. Then why can't we play with Florida?
Because we are who we thought we were.
Other than the fact that it's Tennessee, Florida, and there's this weird mojo going on here. So all I'm saying, again, I'm not saying we're going to win the game, but
two words, Russ. Treon Harris.
Neon Treon.
Oh, man. I know. We've seen it all before.
Matt Mock. I mean, there's a history. If you just pull out backup quarterbacks against Tennessee, the numbers, they're mind-boggling. Just the standard. I mean, of course, you got to have a reason, I think. But, no, you know, you'd rather have Jeff Driscoll. You mentioned real quick the Kentucky or Texas quarterbacks. Haynes King was probably the best quarterback in the Elite 11, but we just couldn't let go of Harrison Bailey. He wanted to come here, but we had Harrison Bailey locked down, and we'll see how that plays out. Who's the better quarterback of the two? But just based on this staff's history, we kind of know how that's going to turn out, don't we?
Yeah, it's I mean, people were comparing him to Johnny Manziel during the recruitment, so I mean, this pretty much seals it, right? I mean, Haynes King is going to be the next Johnny Football, and I don't want to put any bad expectations on Harrison Bailey, because the truth is he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's our only hope at this point, right, as a program, as far as getting this thing turned around, is that we can get some good quarterback play starting with
him. It was just so comical. As soon as Haynes King said, well, he's not going to go to Tennessee, then all of a sudden Bailey just drops to the last place, and it's the worst showing on the last day there or something. Just typical. I didn't listen to the first hour. That Jeremy Banks, that's a non-story, I guess. Jeremy Banks arrest or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure that the New Sentinel will put it on their front page, and it'll be a PR black eye. But I mean, it's a misdemeanor thing. I mean, It might be felony stupidity for the kid not to go to his freaking court date, but, you know, I mean, compared to Bryce Thompson's situation, which obviously he's going to be back at some point. Not, I mean, it pales in comparison to that.
He's going to be back Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. We'll see.
Which helps, but, you know, that's still Florida. There's plenty of ways to lose it. Florida game.
We invent new and creative ways to fall on our face in the swamp. I look forward to seeing what Look chapter will be
see
written.
What the new way is, right?
Good stuff, Haji. Right, anything else, man?
What'd you say?
Anything else?
No, that's good. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Haji. Appreciate it. Squeezing a call from T-Carp. T-Carp, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, fellas. Are we doing okay?
Doing well, doing well.
Good. Russ, Bear, you're one of us. That's why we like listening to you.
Thank you.
You know, your beginning rant of the show, when you're like, when you're angry and when you're saying you've seen this, you know, movie before, it's just exactly how I feel. Like, I love Trey to death, but Trey doesn't understand that. But you fully understand it, and I appreciate that. I wanted to say that. With that said, there's no way we're beating Florida. Don't even get it in my head that we have a shot. Don't do that, Russ. I mean, you know there's no way we're winning, right? Like, Bear, am I right?
No, there's no way.
Like 0%?
Like, I'm the cheapest SOB you'll ever meet in your life.
Or 0.2%?
I'm saying zero.
Zero.
That's the only, I mean,
zero, Russ.
It's the reason I bet Wallace $100.
Then why don't we go hiking? Why don't we go on the nature hike? I mean, I don't
like to hike. Okay. If you want to go ride go-karts up in Pigeon Forge at NASCAR, the NASCAR place, I'm all about that.
Would you really?
Yeah, I'd smoke your ass, Smith.
You would, wait, you would get in a... Is this just one of those things you
No, no, I really
this
would.
Is not an empty bear challenge. No. You say you're going to do something, and then like I'm get like, okay, let's do it.
I'll get my damn racing goggles out, and we'll go do it, big boy.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I would love to do that.
I'm going Thursday. You want to go?
I can't on Thursday.
No, of course not.
There
no.
You go.
Go on Sunday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll go on Sunday or Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I hope
sure
you're ready to feel like, you know. Hope you want to feel what it's like to get rammed into a wall, T-Carp.
Hold on. You know this isn't NASCAR, and it's not like you've got Chad Knaus putting jet fuel in your engine. It's pretty much whatever go-kart they send you to, and then
I'll be up there 3 hours before you guys with a handful of cash.
Out the red go-kart.
There'll be some stone pimple-faced stoner will be about $100 richer, and my go-kart will be jacked up, buddy. No governor.
That'll be fun, man. But on a serious note, Kentucky should have won that game. They were controlling the line of scrimmage both ends. What happened? What happened to Kentucky that they just crapped the bed so bad, Russell?
That Trask kid came in.
I just don't – is he that – I just don't know if he's that good, though. I mean, he looks better than Felipe Franks, which is a head case, but I just don't think he's
– he's better than anybody we got on our roster. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's true. Is there any way that he can just pull an Auburn game and we can just beat Florida? Is there any way?
No, because if that starts happening, what's Emory, what's his name? That'd just stick
Emory
him in there.
Jones.
Emory Jones. He'll pile drive us.
Well, Dan Mullen's already said he's going to run a two-quarterback system.
Oh, there may be your chance.
Anywho, on the way out, my Furman Paladins threw Virginia Tech a couple haymakers, couldn't complete it, but, you know, making some waves. What do you think, Russell?
Oh, man, I think Furman's in good hands. It's a long-time Southern Conference football power that had fallen on hard times for a couple of years that has made some good hires. And
Who's worse, the Manning sheep that followed any became bought jerseys for every NFL team that – Peyton played for, or the George
hate,
Quarles.
Hate.
Yeah, the Peytoners are pretty bad. When Beverly Davenport comes in here and says, all I got to say is Peyton Manning, and then everyone's going to love her. Yeah.
I don't know, man. The George Quarles crowd is pretty special.
Hey, man. I mean, when you're taking an FCS team and you take a freshman like the quarterback, that freshman that they've got is golly light years above Garantano. I just take George Quarles here as the quarterback's coach.
You're breaking up, T-Carp. You're breaking up, buddy. Can't hear you.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, T-Carp. Quick timeout. The Drive rages on. Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.
This is The Drive.
Did you guys have a chance to read David Ubbin's piece in The Athletic where he was embedded with Chattanooga last week?
Was that the one where Trey said that Chattanooga was going to know every call and every signal that we had?
Yeah, I mean
Pruitt could have shouted, hey, we're giving it to number three right here.
Yeah,
I don't think, stop us.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chattanooga obviously was outmanned. It was a very interesting
– No, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I usually like up stuff.
And it did not paint a great picture of Jim Chaney or Jeremy Pruitt in the defense. And I do think, though, it's good that it gets out there now because people – You know, Tennessee's going to see it, and they're going to address what needs to be addressed. I think it's good to get it out there before the Florida game. Now, for people who don't know what we're talking about, David Ubbin of the Athletic was embedded with Chattanooga last week, so he's going to all these coaches' meetings and everything. And credit those coaches, man. They had us dialed in pretty good. And so one of the main takeaways was pretty much wherever Austin Pope lines up, that's where the play's going.
He's a good lead blocker.
Yeah, I mean, he is, but that's a tendency that if they picked up on it, you know the SEC teams on our schedule are going to pick up on it. So hopefully that's something – because, you know, this is going to get back to Pruitt and Chaney. And, you know, now it's one of those things where, you know, maybe you run some misdirection off that or something. Maybe that's what we're planning on doing all along, I think. But they – the coaches realized that pretty much every second down this year, we sent a blitz from the wide side of the field. And there are a couple of, like, the way we run a draw play, the quarterback turns a certain way that they were able to diagnose on film.
Now, what was it last year? Headed into the Auburn game, Pruitt had studied their film and said, like, every time Chandler Cox comes in the game, they're going to run, like, one of three plays and countered it every time.
Yeah. Well,
that and he had coached against Auburn for 20
years. Exactly.
All that stuff was really interesting. The other thing I'm looking forward to see is, I think, if you go back and look at it, I think our defense was better on the road at times last year than it was at home. The reason is because when you're on the road – the crowd is quiet when their team has the ball. So it's not going to be as loud. So Pruitt is going to be able to yell to his players in real time. And if he sees something and thinks the ball is going a certain way, he'll be able to diagnose that and get that to his players. Which you can't do at Neyland Stadium because even Chattanooga, there's only 60,000 people in the building yesterday. The crowd is still yelling. You can't communicate with the players, especially on the far side of the field. That was another interesting piece from Ubbin, thing from Ubbin's piece is apparently, you know, we have been lining Burrell up on the side closest to our sideline so that Hansley can basically walk him through what he's supposed to be doing.
Jesus, God Almighty.
Which, that'll be easier again.
Oh, sure.
When we're on the road.
I don't think it will in Gainesville. Those people are as crazy as we are. They make noise the whole game, don't they?
Well, they're not.
At noon?
They're not deafening when Florida has the ball. I mean, they're loud when they'll be loud when we have the ball. And I wonder how K'Ron Calvert and Darnell Wright are going to handle that specifically. And Wanye Morris. But it'll definitely be something that, you know, the crowd noise is something that'll have to be dealt with. Interesting stuff. 865-546-8200. Let's get John Tweet in here next. Tweet, you're on The Drive. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
You know, our fans are – I mean, we got some – you remember when we tried to go, like, hurry up, no huddle with Butch and all the band was playing Rocky Top and we're trying to communicate – and all the fans are doing the wave like some sort of idiot. And we've got the ball. And we're trying to run an offense. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, yeah, that's a little rough. So what, help me out here, Dubsy. There's driving without a license in which you don't have your actual driver's license with you. And then there's, hey, you don't have a driver's license, period, and you're driving a car. Which one was it?
Neither. It was driving on a suspended is what I was led to believe.
So he was – wait a second. He was driving – he got caught driving on a suspended license.
If what I've read's correct from the Goodwill's extra piece. So,
and then he missed his court date, and then he was still driving on said –
No. The way I read it was it is he had missed a court date and his license got suspended. And he didn't realize it, and then got pulled over.
So the first time he got pulled, the first court date, it was on a suspended license. Or I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah,
I mean it's like it was a dumb thing to do to be driving on the suspended license and. You get taken to jail, and it's embarrassing, and I'm sure he's going
to – It involves having to get somebody to drive you to Nashville to get it, and it's going to cost you between $500 and $1,000 to make it all squared up and right, but it's not
to
like
me, it's like from
Lindbergh,
The Simpsons.
Why would he have to go to Nashville for something in Knoxville?
That's how it was when I got popped like this. I had to drive like either Cookeville or Nashville to get my license back. And I had no idea the damn thing was suspended. That's how I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading it like that's what I thought it was. It's pretty
Sometimes
simple.
Sometimes they'll get you here like some kind of toll violation here. You know, you go through and you have no idea it's suspended. Nobody tells you. You don't get mail, and then you.
Yeah, I mean they don't. You have no idea that you might have an active warrant out for you.
Right.
Until you get pulled over again.
Stop, and they're like, "Yeah, your license." And you're like, what are you talking about? So,
yeah.
I really don't have a problem with the guys reporting it. If you don't want to be reported for getting arrested, don't get arrested. It's pretty basic.
I mean, again, it's a stupid thing to do, but, like, this is not even a suspendable offense to me. This is a... Hey, you got to be at the facility every day this week to do up-downs until you puke. And, like, that's, you know, 5 a.m.
So who are you upset with? The reporter for
Nobody.
What the idiot did Nobody. Or the idiot?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, you're not. Okay. You don't care that he reported it.
No, and I'm not that upset that a 20-year-old screwed up.
No, I mean, right.
Tweet, got to run, man. Thanks for the phone call. Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up.